I need to get away from the gangster thing. So that's what the plan is really now. I'm in my 30s, is that I've had a great run in my 20s, and I've played gangsters. I've never really played like really horrible character yet, you know. I'm sort of trying to do it in an endearing way, and that's the key to it, you know. It's quite easy to get an audience to hate you, but to get them to warm to you and to give a fuck about you, that's the first time I swore. That's not bad.
Yeah.
In what, 2 minutes? Right, for them to really care about what you're going to do and where you're going on the journey, that's hard. That's really hard. So that's the key to it, really. But I want to get away from the gangster thing, of course.
Because you worry that you're being typecast?
Yes. And I've got so much to prove as an actor, and I still haven't had the opportunity to do that.
Why do you think you keep being given those sorts of roles?
Because I'm good at it. I suppose it comes naturally to me, just playing that sort of role. And you know, you get caught in this vicious sort of circle in the fact that, you know, I've got quite a big fan base, and people like to see me do, they like to see you do the same thing in a way. That's why you get offered roles, is that, you know, them roles that I don't have to audition for are the roles that I've played a million times before, because they know that it's going to put bums on seats, but that's not necessarily going to make me happy, you know. But I've got to run a pound note as well, because I've got a couple of kids, so it's quite a tricky thing to get the balance right.
Are you hard, or is it just people get thrown by the accent?
I think people get thrown by the accent. I'm not hard. I'm not a tough guy. I won't let people take the piss out of me. I'm very protective of my family. But no, I don't claim to be no tough guy, man. It's complete bollocks. I'm a sensitive soul, you know. I am. You quite in touch with my feminine side.
You must know that you're something of a heartthrob. How does that sit with you?
I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because of the bad boy image. Maybe women quite like that. I don't know. I can't.
It's not just the women.
I know, and the men as well. No, I know. I think that changed for me after I did Attitude magazine. And I think that the gay community obviously looked at me in a different light then, because they obviously thought, oh, actually, he's all right. He's actually all right. And, you know, he's not homophobic at all. And he's really quite a nice fella. And it was a good interview. I was really pleased with it. I was a bit sort of worried about what sort of feedback I was going to get. But I love the idea of what I was promoting was a documentary about hooligans. It was about men being fucking men, you know. And I promoted it by going on a gay magazine, which I think was a bit of a risky thing to do. But I got away with it, and I was really happy with it. So yeah, I like a bit of gay attention. I like flirting with them.
You like the image of being seen as a bit rough?
Yeah, that's my image though, isn't it, really?